From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, July 30th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the Alpha Desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from You Today. Old school, charting still works for Bitcoin, Brandt says. Disclaimer, the opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. Next. Second, from Be In Crypto, Luno staff. Cuts ads. Another red flag as crypto exchange shutdowns pile up. Chief Executive Officer James Lanigan confirmed a 20% cut to Luno's global workforce this week. The move comes as the exchange leans further into institutional clients and tightens costs. The announcement follows three unrelated platforms, AscendEX, BitMEX, and BitMart, announcing full shutdowns of their exchange operations in the same month. A cluster of exchange exits. There has been growing pressure on crypto exchanges due to market conditions, operating difficulties, and even regulations. Up next, third, from Cointelegraph, U.S. sanctions Iranian maritime firm, says it accepted Bitcoin to evade restrictions. U.S. sanctions Iranian maritime firm says it accepted Bitcoin to evade restrictions. The U.S. Treasury said Hormuz Safe accepted Bitcoin and other digital assets to evade sanctions and generate revenue for Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The U.S. Treasury has sanctioned two Iranian maritime firms involved in an alleged Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC-backed insurance network, saying one accepted Bitcoin, and other digital assets to bypass Western sanctions. On Wednesday, the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, said that Persian Gulf Marine Insurance Company and then. Fourth, from Cointelegraph, South Korea report, proposes stablecoin rules before crypto law. South Korea report, proposes stablecoin rules before crypto law. Policy report recommends interim licensing guidance, greater flexibility for stablecoin issuers, and rules ahead of the Digital Asset Basic Act. South Korea should allow greater flexibility for stablecoin issuers, provide interim licensing guidance and phase in stablecoin regulation before completing its Digital Asset Basic Act, according to a policy report published Wednesday by Hashed Open Research and the Solana Policy Institute. The report summarizes a June 23rd symposium attended by lawmakers, legal experts, and industry participants. Next. Fifth, from Cointelegraph, Luno cuts 20% of staff as crypto layoffs spread across 12 firms in July. Layoffs by month. Source, Crypto Jobs List. Earlier in July, crypto wallet company Exodus announced plans to cut 25% of its staff while reorganizing around a full-stack card issuance and stablecoin payments platform. Exodus said the move could produce between $10 million and $13 million in annual operating savings. On Tuesday, blockchain infrastructure developer Gnosis invited companies hiring across engineering, product design, marketing, developer relations, and customer relations to contact it for introductions to former employees affected by a recent restructuring. Up next. Sixth, from Crypto Briefing, J.D. Vance went public saying some people in the Israeli government were trying to push American opinion toward keeping the Iran war going indefinitely. Vance's remarks may strain U.S.-Israel relations, impacting ceasefire stability and influencing geopolitical market dynamics. The post J.D. Vance went public saying some people in the Israeli government were trying to push American opinion toward keeping the Iran war going indefinitely appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing, Korean investors face stress after AI bubble bursts, and crypto markets are watching closely. The AI bubble burst highlights the volatility of speculative investments, potentially driving renewed interest and capital back into crypto markets. The post-Korean investors face stress after AI bubble bursts, and crypto markets are watching closely, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, 8th from Crypto Briefing. Gumi and SBI launch $18.3 million Bitcoin and altcoin fund as Japan warms to institutional crypto. So, you know how Japan's been a bit slow to adopt crypto? Well, it looks like that's changing. Gumi and SBI, two big players in the Japanese financial scene, just launched a $18.3 million fund focused on Bitcoin and altcoins. This is a big deal, because it shows that institutions are starting to take crypto seriously in Japan. I mean, we're talking about a $18.3 million fund. That's not chump change. This could be a game changer for the crypto space in Japan. If institutions are willing to invest this kind of money, it's likely that regulators will start to take a closer look at crypto. And who knows? Maybe this is the start of a bigger trend. Japan's already got a pretty favorable regulatory environment for crypto, and if this momentum keeps building, we could see some real advancements in the coming months. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Up next, 9th from You Today. Solana, Solana, Zcash, ZEC, and Bitcoin, Bitcoin, price analysis. For July 30th, testing local support thresholds. Disclaimer, the opinions expressed by our writers are their own and do not represent the views of You Today. The financial and market information provided on You Today is intended for informational purposes only. You Today is not liable for any financial losses incurred while trading cryptocurrencies. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. And then, 10th, from Crypto Potato, Fidelity Flags, October and Bitcoin bottom as yardstick hits historic lows. Bitcoin's yardstick is hovering near historic lows, while several sentiment indicators are approaching capitulation territory, stated Fidelity in its Q3 signals report on Tuesday. However, Bitcoin is currently trading around 50% below its all-time high, which is still shallow compared to previous bear market bottoms. The yardstick metric compares Bitcoin's market capitalization to network hash rate via a normalized Z-score, with values below, one standard deviation indicating undervaluation. It essentially measures whether the asset is trading at a fair price relative to the energy cost of its SE. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.